Music by Beethoven, the Violin Sonata, number 8 in G major. We had the Allegro Assai, the opening movement. Andrew Wan, violinist, and Jean-Richard Damelin at the piano. And I'm just told by Mervan Mehta, who's coming up, that Jean-Richard Damelin will be at Kerner Hall in the spring and also has a new recording coming out. That's very exciting. And is nominated for an award, which we'll find out from Mervan very shortly. And speaking of Mervan, joining us now, Executive Director of Performing Arts at the Royal Conservatory of Music, he was recently awarded the King Charles III Coronation Medal, recognizing his outstanding contributions to Canada's cultural landscape, I'll say. Mervan joins us this morning to talk about the exciting 17th season at Kerner Hall. Welcome, Mervan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's very nice to have you. And you had a wonderful night last night, and you were up late, so I'm very grateful that you're here this morning.
Well, we were at the TSO opening, so it's with our friend Long Long. So
yes.
It was a great night. The TSO sounded great. Gustavo conducted very well. Mm-hmm. One of our students did a little encore at the end, a guy named Ryan Huang. It was a great night. Kudos to our friends at the TSO.
You bet. And now one of his foundation scholars, I guess they call it.
Yeah. Okay. But he was also one of our students at the conservatory.
15?
15 years old, yeah.
How was the house?
Packed.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah.
So exciting. Things have just turned around so beautifully at the symphony.
Yeah, they have that. I mean, they've got a great conductor. Mark is doing wonderfully well as the CEO. And,
yes.
And of course, Loey Fallis is ever there.
Absolutely. always. The foundation, sort of.
Yes.
You know? Now, let us talk about Kerner Hall and the season. Can you give us a sense of the overall vision for this 17th season at Kerner Hall and the Royal Conservatory of Music's concert series across its stages? I know there's Kerner Hall, Temerity, and Mazzolini Hall.
Well, you know, we're basically not big news here. We're not doing anything very different. We're bringing the best artists that we can possibly bring into what we think is the best hall in Canada and maybe North America. All the artists, they want to come back. Mm-hmm. So we have, you know, Sonjin Cho and Andras Schiff and Jan Leszewski and Vocis 8 all dying to come back and all sold out, by the way. There's no tickets left. Although, sneak peek here for listeners of Classical 96. We're gonna be putting some stage seats on sale any day now, like tomorrow or the next day, for Andras Schiff and for Jan Leszewski.
I'm going to be in the line for Vocis 8, let me tell you.
Yeah, they are already sold out. It's tough to put stage seats on for Vocis 8 because there are 8 of them on stage.
Yes, of course.
So it's tough to put chairs around them, but for pianists, it's fairly normal.
How exciting would that be?
Yeah, it's good because a lot of people are now calling. Oh, can I have tickets for Jan Leszewski? Sorry, you're too late.
Yeah,
but we have these stage seats.
And when was Jan Leszewski last at Kerner Hall?
2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
I'm forgetting.
Very exciting.
Yeah,
player.
The last time actually was with the Orpheus Ensemble. So
okay.
This is his first solo recital since COVID.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now, tell me about Sofiane Pamart. I'm not sure if that's the correct pronunciation.
It is. He was last week, but he canceled.
Oh!
He's a French Algerian classical / hip hop player, but he had some illness, so he canceled. So we're hopefully going to be bringing him back next year.
Oh, now that, you know, I find that very fascinating. That sort of, not that he canceled, but this sort of a mashup.
Yes,
you know, of styles. I think it's exciting.
He was big on the Olympics from Paris.
Oh,
he's had a whole career playing classical music. But he also plays with a lot of French and African hip-hop artists, which is not something you see every day in the classical world.
Well, it would be fascinating to hear that, actually.
Yeah. So,
you know,
stay tuned for next year.
Yeah. And speaking of hip-hop going into the jazz thing, how about this Oscar Peterson Centennial Celebration?
Oscar Peterson. Oscar Peterson is going to be, it would have turned 100 on August 15th.
Right.
And he is an alumnus of the Royal Conservatory. He studied our books in Montreal. We are very fortunate, to have him and Glenn Gould as the two named people of our schools, the Glenn Gould School and the Oscar Peterson School.
Yes.
So we couldn't let an opportunity like this go away to celebrate Oscar. So we have amazing pianists, including Makoto Ozone and Thompson Egbo, John Kimura Parker, Amanda Tossoff, Benny Green, all paying tribute with some big bands, with some vocalists, with some master classes, with Rosie Abella, the Supreme Court justice, doing MC duties on one of the nights.
Fantastic.
And it was really, it was put together with my very, very dear friend, Kelly Peterson, Oscar's widow. We collaborated on curating this three-day festival.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, now there's a source.
Well, yeah, like I'd go to Kelly, what about this person? Not quite. Okay, let's go to the, you know.
Good for her.
You don't have to do a lot of research when you have that source sitting right in front of you, you know, across
Absolutely.
The coffee table.
Absolutely. And now, because you have all these wonderful connections, and it must, and you represent an extraordinary hall, it must be relatively easy if you get there in time to have the greatest artists in the world on your stage.
Well, easy, I don't know, but it's a giant chess game, you know, because we have to have the dates that we have available. We have to have the artists who are available, when they're touring, what they're touring with, what program they're playing. No duplications, hopefully, with
yes.
programs between pianists. We
yes.
sometimes get into squabbles. Everyone wants to play, you know, this Beethoven sonata this year.
Okay.
I just had to tell a violinist that he couldn't. He wanted to change his program, and it was this, he was going to play the same thing that someone else was playing a week before, and I had to say no.
Yeah, of course.
He, you know, whined a little bit, and he changed his program.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, the bottom line is people want to come and play Kerner Hall.
Sure, yeah, they do.
Not
sure.
only because of the acoustics and because of you know their past experiences, but it's really because of the audience. The audience in our hall really listen, and the artists, they get that. You know, they, internally they get that. They, you know, people like Long Long, who played in our hall, said, "I can do anything in this hall. I
yes.
can play the triple P, you know, pianissimo, and I can play the biggest fortes, and it all sounds the same, the good.
Yes.
And it sounds like I can do whatever I want to do on the piano without having to fight the piano or fight the hall."
And that's exactly why people go.
Yes.
Because they're going to have the intimacy of that performance, and it's going to sound in the best quality.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
And it doesn't change. You know,
there's a
lot of modern halls. You can change the acoustics to, you know, or you have an amplified show
yes.
coming in, or you have a
yes.
chamber versus a soloist. We don't change anything. The
no.
hall is the hall, and,
mm-hmm.
and it works. So don't mess it up.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about that, too, is when you get, without an audience, it's a gorgeous sound, and with an audience, it's
yeah,
a gorgeous
sound. It
doesn't
change
no.
very much. I mean, I've worked in a lot of halls, and sometimes the sound check or the rehearsal is completely different than the show,
mm-hmm.
And that does not happen in our
no.
hall.
Tell me about this artist who sings fado, Portuguese fado. Is that Carminho?
Carminho. Yes. Very good.
Tudo
bem. He's your Portuguese.
Oh, I just love it. I mean, I love fado, and I haven't heard that in such a long time. How do you know her?
Well, she is, you know, one of the best of the new generation of fadistas, do we call them,
okay.
the fado singers.
Okay.
I had never heard fado until about maybe 25 years ago, someone sent me a record of a singer named Misia.
Yes.
And I fell in love with this record. And then I started listening to Marisa, who's been in Kerner many, many times. And then I started listening to the grand dame of fado, Amelia Rodriguez.
Sure.
And Carminho is just another one in that legacy of great female, mostly female. There's very few male fado
right.
singers, mostly
say,
female. I visited Lisbon. I went to the Fado Museum and spent like 3 hours listening to old vinyl. I love this music. It's, you know, they call it the Portuguese blues.
Sure.
The saudades, which is the Portuguese word that doesn't really have a translation into English, about, you know, this heart sick that you're feeling. And it's about the sailors that went off and, you know, to the new world or to wars and died, and the women that stayed at home with, you know, suffering.
Yes, yes.
It's not usually not happy music. There are some happy fado tunes, but it's really heart-wrenching. And the vocals are the most important things.
Oh, yes.
The vocals on the Portuguese guitar, the play between the
sure.
two of them. I could listen to fado all day long.
Okay.
I don't understand really. I understand three words of Portuguese, but
right.
that's enough for Fado. So yeah. she's actually opening our season October the 4th. Almost sold out. A lot of Portuguese people will be there.
I bet.
It'll be, you know, 80% Portuguese speakers.
Awesome.
And we're going to have some extra stuff in the lobby. One of the Portuguese bakeries is coming to do some stuff in the
reason
lobby.
Reason enough to show up.
Bon Dia is coming to put some bakery baked goods in the lobby.
I love that idea. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, it's such an earthy art, you know, and that sound, you're right, cultivating that sound is very tricky.
Yeah, and it's all about the poetry, too.
Yes.
It's very close to kind of, you know, German lead.
On your sleeve, right?
Yeah, the poetry is very, very important. It's not about the beat.
No.
You know, we've, like, now in North American modern music, it's all about the beats. Who's, like, let's buy more beats. This is really about the poetry and the melody.
Mm-hmm. Almost, not exactly, but almost like a sense of rap.
Yeah, I mean it's poetry that you know, some of it's written today, but it sounds like it was written in the 18th century.
Yes, you know. Absolutely. Well, I'm very excited about that. Another check that I've got to go to that one, and and now let's talk about. All right, we've got it's a controversy about the way you pronounce this, Stephen Kovacevic,
or Kovacevic.
There you go.
Yeah,
let's talk
about
him. You
say tomato, I say tomato.
Exactly.
Stevens is the first time. I mean, he's a you know, in a mature artist, let's say, but the first time in Turner Hall. And the reason it happened is he was in Toronto doing something a few years ago, and he needed a place to practice, and so we gave him a studio for a couple of days, and we started chatting. And I knew about him, I knew his reputation, but I'd never presented him.
Yes.
And I showed him the hall, and he said, "Oh, one day, you know, I'd really love to do a recital." So here we are. Here we are, and he's playing a bunch of Brahms, intermezzi, and then a big Beethoven sonata.
It's something, really something fascinating about it. He's been around, sure, great, but all of a sudden I've been hearing him like he's the newest pianist on the scene.
Yeah, who knows how the you know ebbs and flows of careers go,
right?
But yeah, here he is. He's coming all the way from. He lives in London.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming all the way from London for us, just for one concert, and going back home.
Says a lot. And now we have to talk about at least Matthias Gerner and Daniel Trifonov performing Schubert's Winterreise.
Yeah, I mean, this is the greatest baritone of the day, Matthias Gerner. And accompanied by no slouch, Daniel Trifonov, who's been with us many, many times. Arguably the pianist, the greatest pianist of his generation.
Yes.
So slightly younger than Long Long, slightly older than some of the new hotshots that are coming up.
Yes.
But to hear the greatest song cycle ever written,
yes,
you could argue,
sure.
In our hall with these two, you know, artists. And Matthias Gerner was coached and studied with Fischer Dieskau. So,
I'm not surprised.
you don't get any better than
sure,
that.
Sure, sure. And it'll be very exciting to attend a concert with Daniel not being the soloist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and see what he does with a singer.
Yeah, exactly. And because he's a very curious musician.
Yes.
So he's not... doesn't want to just play, you know, the big pieces with the orchestras or the big recital repertoire.
Yes.
He's interested. He's playing some chamber music. He's writing music. He's
very exciting.
He's a mensch.
He is a mensch. Well, Mervon, I you know, we could go on for forever and ever and ever talking about your season and the fabulous artists and those that have sold out their concerts and those that are coming up, but I'll let people do that by going to the website rcmusic.com/performance. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much. And don't forget Renee Fleming.
That's our
big show coming up November 1st.
See? We can't wait for everyone to experience this incredible season. As I said, go to rcmusic.com/performance by calling 416-408-0208, or you can go in person at the Weston Family Box Office. Thanks so much, Mervon.
Thanks for having us.